3:42, it's the Kevin Collins Show on 1340 WJOL. Joining me in the studio from the Will County Health Department, Rosa Gomez, a certified counselor and outreach specialist. Rosa, how are you this afternoon? Good afternoon.
I'm very good. Thank you.
So usually this time of year we start talking about it. It signifies that, you know, Thanksgiving's coming, Christmas is right around the corner, but also insurance. Now is the time. Is the marketplace open already?
Yes, it is indeed. It opened actually November the 1st.
Okay. It's really confusing because as far as every year, do we have to have insurance? Do we not have to have insurance? Is there a penalty for insurance? Right now, as things stand, do you still get penalized if you do not have health insurance?
No, you do not. Actually, that ended in 2018, which means that for starting year of 2019, you do not have to have insurance. You will not get penalized for not having it.
Okay. What do people need to do that go into the marketplace, and how do they get signed up, and are there still a fair amount of insurance options out there, and is it still primarily for people that are not offered insurance through their employer?
And that is correct. Actually, yes, the marketplace as we know it, also known as Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, is for individuals who want to purchase medical insurance. Like you said, when they are not able to purchase it through their employers because it's too expensive, usually if it's 10% of their annual income, or they do not qualify for their state medical coverage. Yes, they are able to go ahead and purchase through Marketplace. They can go different ways. They can go and apply for the Marketplace by calling the Marketplace hotline, or they can go online through the healthcare.gov, or go ahead and be able to reach us by calling us at the Will County Health Department.
Now, it can be very confusing going through and trying to find your way through it. Do you guys still offer, I know this was for a long time, but can somebody come in and sit down with you and you can help them walk through the application process?
Absolutely. They can sit down with us and we can walk them through the whole application from start to the end. Yes, that's one thing that we can go ahead and assist them with.
Now, let me ask you this. So right now we know it's a sign-up period, but let's say we get into next year, we're 4 or 5 months into next year, and I have a life-changing event where maybe I lose my job, lose insurance, or something like that. Are there special events like that where I could qualify for the marketplace and join later down the road?
Yes, you may qualify for a special rent period if you had a certain life event, including losing your health coverage, moving from another state to state, or getting married, having a baby, or even adopting a child, that would qualify you for a special enrollment period.
Now, the marketplace is not the same as Medicaid, right? Is Medicaid a different plan? Is that something different than the marketplace?
Absolutely. Actually, Medicaid is state-funded, which means you would qualify based on income and household. The marketplace qualifies you based if you're not able to get insurance through the Medicaid. So if you didn't qualify for Medicaid, that's when you would go to the marketplace.
So Medicaid might be the first option. Then if your income isn't great or you don't have a job, then Medicaid might be the first place. If for some reason you don't qualify for that, then it would go to the Obamacare marketplace?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. How long have you been, how did you get involved in this with the Will County Health Department? How did you become an expert in the marketplace?
I think it's enrolling people, and we do that all year long with Medicaid, of course, like I said, or now through open enrollment for people who want to buy insurance. I started there assisting them with Medicaid, and when Obamacare came in 2013, we started enrolling people for the marketplace for them to purchase insurance.
So have you been doing this the entire time since 2013 as an expert in that area?
Actually, March of 2014, if okay. I'm not mistaken, is what I started.
Wow. The marketplace or Obamacare, are there still, for most people, are there at least several options on the type of plans? I mean, could they still get a high deductible plan, or are there multiple options still available for most people?
Actually, residents may find that they are income eligible for cost sharing or subsidy to help them reduce the marketplace monthly insurance premiums. In addition, they may qualify for that tax credit, which helps them pay for it.
But you said there's no more penalty. So in other words, if somebody, I gotta be honest with you, I couldn't imagine not having health insurance and just what can happen if you don't have it. I couldn't, even if, especially if I was young and 23, 24 and have some major catastrophe, I couldn't imagine it. But if someone so chooses not to have health insurance, you did say that they technically under law, they don't have to have it any longer.
And that is correct. They don't. So as of 2019 this year, there's no penalty.
Okay.
So Yes, that's correct.
I know that there's been some, this is one of the things obviously that certain politicians have been against, have been trying to dismantle, but they've been having trouble. The cost, do you, can you see if there's going to be a cost? In other words, if I had one plan this year, do you know leading up to it if there's going to be a cost increase? In other words, if I have the plan, I want the same one. Do you know yet if there's going to be a cost increase, or do you not know until you run the numbers?
Actually, how it works is it is based on your income and your family size. But what I have been noticing now that we've been doing, I'm enrolling this year, is that they have been going up a little bit, maybe $20 to $30 per plan, but that is not to say true for everybody,
right?
Because their income change may have changed,
exactly,
or their household people have changed.
I've seen an increase that is pretty much common across private insurance, public, everywhere. You're going to see that increase almost all the time. But like you said, if it is $20 to $30 a month, that's not a significant increase. However, as you mentioned, your income may have changed as well, so it could go down or it could go up.
Absolutely, all depends on your income.
Right. So if somebody wants to find out more, let's tell them again, there's online, there's phone calls, or now to come down and meet with you, how do they set up an appointment to come down and meet with you?
With us, they can call 815-774-6090,
okay,
to set up an appointment. And we are located at 1106 Neal Avenue, of course, here in Joliet, 60433.
What would they need to bring with them if they were coming down for a meeting like that? What kind of information would you need?
They would need a driver's license or a state ID. They would need to know their social security numbers of everybody in the household. And, of course, one thing that we stress out a lot, depending on their immigration status, so people that are permanent residents already have, as they call it, the green card, bring that with them because that is something that we do need. And, of course, their employer or income information so we can put that down.
You mentioned permanent residents. There's a lot of information. Let me ask you, see if you know on this, somebody that is not a permanent resident, in other words, they are not here, I guess, legally, are they able to get on the marketplace, Obamacare?
Actually, no.
Okay.
Because you have to be here legally to be able to apply. And with that, you would have to have a green card or the permanent resident card. If you have that, it does not have to be for those 5-year length that people are talking about. That's only for Medicaid.
Gotcha.
So if you are here as a permanent resident and you want to apply for Obamacare Marketplace,
and
you can.
And a permanent resident is here legally. They have gone through the process to receive that card. Basically, that is their substitute for a social security number and gives
absolutely
them the ability to do this stuff. So
and
that's
then,
a little bit of misinformation sometime out there.
Right, and people do not know the difference, but yes. So you can apply for Marketplace if you have your permanent residency, but you have to have at least 5 years of permanent residency to be able to apply for Medicaid.
For Medicaid.
So, and on that note, let me go ahead and give you the other two ways,
please,
that they can go ahead and apply for the Marketplace. The other one is if they go online to www.healthcare.gov, and that's for them to do it online. And they can also call the Marketplace hotline at 1-800-318-2596.
Rosa Gomez, Will County Health Department. The Marketplace is open. Thank you so much for stopping in this afternoon. Anything, one more thing?
I just want to add, please remember that our deadline is December 15th to start coverage January 1st of 2020.
Very important. Rosa Gomez, thank you so much. This is 1340 WJOL. It is the Kevin Collins Show.